In Chicago today, Mayor-elect Rahm Emanuel was out to thank the voters.
Nice to see you. Take care. Good to see you. Have a good day.
Congratulations.
Nice to see you.
The former White House chief of staff greeted people at an L stop, as he has throughout his campaign. Now he meets the public with new responsibilities on his shoulders. Emanuel will take the helm in a city with a budget deficit of more than $600 million. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been covering the mayoral race, and she joins us now from the Windy City. Cheryl, Rahm Emanuel could have ended up in a runoff with another candidate, but he ended up winning not just a plurality, but a majority. Was that a surprise in Chicago?
Well, yes and no, and here's why. First, there had been this big expectation that Rahm Emanuel would absolutely dominate this race. He had millions in campaign funds. President Bill Clinton came in to endorse him. And of course, he had this connection with President Obama. So he was definitely the force to be reckoned with. But there was also that yes factor because he had faced five other opponents. Three were considered major rivals. There was some expectation that among them they would get enough votes to force a runoff. But that ultimately was not the case. He ended up getting 55% of the vote.
What are the biggest challenges he faces?
Well, of course, the city has this huge budget deficit, and Emanuel has promised to cut $75 million in this year's budget. He wants a forensic audit before he makes any kind of recommendations. But the budget deficit, big pension issues, those are some of the things that he's going to face. He says Chicago isn't alone in facing budget and pension problems, but there's a way to go about solving them.
I reject the way Wisconsin has approached this. My goal is to solve the reforms here and work together in a cooperative basis to do it.
Other things that Emanuel says he would do, he would not go for a property tax. He would broaden the city sales tax, cutting it in some areas and including some services that aren't affected by the sales tax now.
We just heard Mayor-elect Emanuel talking about working in a cooperative spirit. How is he expected to work with the large and raucous city council, all those aldermen who will have something to say about how the city is run?
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge. There are 50 aldermen in the Chicago City Council, and many of them are going to be new. He also has to forge some relationship with aldermen who have been there a long time. Alderman Ed Burke, who has the Finance Committee, for instance, is a powerhouse in the city council. He endorsed one of Rahm Emanuel's opponents in this race.
So, and he's been there for decades.
So we'll see how that goes.
Even before Rahm Emanuel was sworn in, one of the major papers in Chicago, the Chicago Sun-Times, ran a headline that said this: big problems, painful solutions could seal Emanuel's fate as one-termer. It seems like some are saying that he's in a no-win situation.
In many ways, he is. I mean, he's going to have to make some very tough choices. I mean, anybody, any mayor coming into Chicago at this point would have to make some really hard decisions. And, you know, that might not bode well for a person running for election down the road.
This was the first time in more than 20 years that a daily was not on the ballot. What do voters that you talk to in Chicago have to say about Rahm Emanuel?
Well, I think that they believe that Rahm Emanuel in some ways is very daily-like, a tough guy, a person who sets goals and will reach those goals. And they also like the fact that, like Mayor Daley, he has lots of connections. And I think that's why you saw Rahm Emanuel end up with 55% of the vote.
Cheryl Corley, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
That's NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.